Zentrale Klassenarbeit, Hörverstehen Englisch, 2017-2018. Berufsfachschulen, Baden-Württemberg. Sie hören den Text zweimal. Aufgabe 1.
Hello everybody. You are listening to BBC News, Have Your Say. My name is John Stark. Online shopping has been popular for several years now. Today, we'd like to hear from our listeners about their positive or negative personal experiences with this increasingly important way of shopping, because we've had a lot of complaints about online shopping in the last few weeks. So, let's ask Joanne Trollope, who is on the line, why she prefers to buy online.
Hi, John. Buying things online is excellent for me. For me, the two main advantages are that firstly, I can save money and time, and it brings me more convenience and enjoyment. For example, if I want to buy a product, I can easily find it on online shopping websites at a good price and without me having to leave the house.
That sounds very positive. Do you do all your shopping online?
Well, there are products that I don't buy online. Food, especially fruit and vegetables, is something I prefer to buy in the shops or even directly from the farm, because I can smell and taste them there. This way I can make sure they're fresh. The fresher the products are, the better they taste.
I absolutely agree. I'd never buy fresh food via the internet. So, what do you actually buy online?
Well, most of my online purchases are appliances. Here, you have a large choice and you can read customer ratings directly on the product website. I always check the reviews before buying any home appliances or any electronic equipment.
Have you ever had any negative experiences with your online shopping?
Yes, some. But let me first tell you about a wow experience I had. I ordered a pair of shoes at 9 p.m. on a Sunday night, and they were delivered at 9 a.m. the following Monday morning. However, last week, I purchased a used guitar online from a guitar website. The listing stated that the guitar was in stock and ready to ship. I purchased the guitar with my credit card, and I received a confirmation email. My credit card was charged, and the email stated that I would be able to track this item once it was shipped. After 5 days, there was no follow-up email, no phone call. When I checked the status of my order online, it said that the order was being processed. When I called customer services, they said they would investigate the matter. Hours later, I received an email stating that the item had been sold and was no longer available. This is extremely annoying. They have my money, I have the order confirmation, but they sold the guitar to another customer.
Well, Joanne, I hope you get your guitar soon, or at least your money back. Thank you for sharing your experiences with our listeners. We'll be back again at the same time tomorrow with a new topic, so please join us then. Goodbye.